$50,000 from the University of Florida's student funds were funneled into the pockets of Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Accent, the nation's largest student-run speakers bureau, brought a person who many students and Gainesville residents denounced. With tears streaming down her face, freshman student Casey Bosicco says she is disappointed in her top seven public university.
There's a lot of division on campus. I really feel like this whole event did not bring any sense of unity to this campus. It actually caused a lot of division on campus. And to be in an environment that is very hostile as a first-year student makes me doubt UF a lot.
In contrast, UF student Jared Rodriguez proudly wore his Trump 2020 shirt and says the protesters inside should have been compliant.
I think the university did an absolutely terrible job dealing with the protesters in there, and I hope they're sued.
Rodriguez adds the protesters' attempt at a heckler's veto was unwarranted.
It's just common sense to me. If you don't want to see Don Jr., then just don't go.
UF student Matthew Diaz, who is representing the nine largest organizations on campus, says the protesters came out as a collective unit.
Shows me that no matter what kind of opposition comes to face us at this university, so many people can still stand together and chant with one voice and be a whole unit. It's that message of unity that we're trying to spread, and I think it's exemplified here.
Gainesville resident Bob Reed, who observed the protesters from afar, says the freedom of speech was alive and well.
I think we need to come together as Americans. We can differ in our opinions, but when it's all said and done, we're Americans and we need to look out for each other. I think we're blessed to live in a country where you're allowed to protest, where you can have conservative speech on a college campus. I think it's a great thing.
The protesters demanded safety, accountability, and equity from the university. But no change was made, and Donald Trump Jr. was still paid the $50,000 for his presentation. Sophia Mingotti, WUFT News.